Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software blog, and welcome to the March 2011 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks again to those of you who submitted questions, and we've got some great ones this month. Let's get started. Sergio asks, what's the best tool for high-density visual attractive mind maps? He says, I produce mind maps for clients, and they typically have a lot of information. In other words, they become rather large, and also need to be visually elegant and attractive. I've been recently using NovaMind 5, which has some great layout features that eliminate a lot of the white space and allows me to amass lots of information on a single mind map that is printable. I was wondering whether there are other alternatives out there in the ever-so-crowded field of mind mapping tools that are equally or more suitable for my purposes. Classics such as Mind Manager or a bunch of free software don't come close, but I'm sure you've looked at much more than I have. Sergio, I think NovaMind 5 is unique in the way it handles spacing between topics. Its layout engine, which debuted in version 5, is designed so that branches and topics stay a minimum distance from each other, and they actually kind of wrap around each other, and white space is minimized. That allows you to maximize what's on screen, and as you implied, maximize what you can print on one page. Most other programs cause the branches to really become spread out as you add multiple topics and sub-branches to them. Some programs like Mind Manager do enable you to go under the hood and adjust the distance between adjacent branches, but it still won't take you as far as NovaMind 5 does. So, in conclusion, here folder an environment where small teams can share mind maps and other documents. That's right, it's not only used to upload Mind Manager maps, but you can also share other files such as Word documents or Excel spreadsheets in your Catalyst project folders. So in other words, it can function as an all-purpose file repository for you and your small team. Catalyst also incorporates a browser-based version of Mind Manager that enables you to co-edit maps in real time. You can also conduct web conferences right from within Catalyst, and you can share maps created or uploaded to your workspace via a variety of online channels, including email, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, WordPress, and many others. Considering the growing importance of social sharing of information these days, I think it's brilliant that MindJet built this kind of functionality into Catalyst. What's nice about these sharing tools is that they give you a lot of control over your content. Let's use an example. Let's say you posted a mind map to your Catalyst workspace and wanted to enable your followers on Twitter to access it, but only for 1 week. At the end of that week, you would simply go into Catalyst, change that map's properties, and then that link no longer works because it's referring to a file that's hosted within the Catalyst environment. So you always control your content. One of Catalyst's biggest implications, I think, is what it potentially means to the adoption rate of mind mapping software. Typically, that's limited by corporate IT departments, which tend to have an absolute lock on the desktop. Unless you can sell them on the benefits of installing mind mapping software on desktop PCs, it's just not going to happen. A web-based tool like Mind Manager Web doesn't need to be installed on a PC, nor does it need to be periodically updated on PCs, on desktops. It sits outside of the corporate network. Everything happens in the web browser, and files are stored and shared in the cloud. What that means is not everyone on your team needs to have a fully licensed desktop copy of Mind Manager in order to collaborate, and all they need is a Catalyst account, which is sold via an affordable monthly fee rather than a big one-time cost, which if you look at the corporate IT perspective, they're looking at the total cost to deploy something, and it just ends up getting rather expensive. Ultimately, what's going to happen is that people who knew nothing or very little about mind mapping are now getting exposed to the benefits of working on projects visually using a tool like Catalyst. You asked about specifically about usage scenarios, Buzz. Here's a couple of things that I see. First, you can conduct a group brainstorming session in Catalyst and then distribute the resulting mind map to all members of your team, regardless of whether they're using the desktop or web-based versions of Mind Manager. It can be used for team meetings, where you would use the mind map during the conference within Catalyst as not only your shared agenda, but also a place to record your meeting outcomes and notes. MindJet says it's aiming Catalyst squarely at the needs of small to medium-sized businesses who currently aren't using any collaboration tools. It's also ideal for geographically dispersed enterprise teams. If you're new to mind mapping, it's an affordable way for you to try out a web-based version before investing in a desktop application like Mind Manager. Steve asks, once you set a goal, in order to keep yourself motivated, you have to find a way to track its progress. People who track the progress in a sheet of paper achieve more goals than those who just set goals. How do you do it with mind maps? Good question, Steve. If you want to track the progress of any project, whether it's a work project or a personal goal, the way you do it in mind mapping software is the same. First, you break down your goal into specific tasks or action items, and then you use your program's task management features to track those to-dos. Typically, programs enable you to add start and end dates, priority level, and percentage complete. You can also do some clever things without resorting to your program's task management features. My friend Roger C. Parker sets goals or tasks for his writing projects in a mind map. Those items he's completed, he colors the corresponding topics gray. That makes the ones that he still needs to do, which have a background color of white, stand out even more. This enables him to do a quick visual scan of his goals and action items so he can zero in on what he still needs to do. If you're a Mind Mapping Insider member, you can access a report I created a few months ago that explains step-by-step how to create a mind map to manage your life roles and goals. It's in the section entitled Special Reports. Sherry asks, I would like to create timelines and link them to calendars and to-do lists. In my mind map, I have all the details for many projects. I know that the mind map I use does some project management, and I've begun to explore how to make use of this, yet it doesn't create a visual timeline with tasks assigned and checklists that are interactive for a few people. What is the best software to make this happen, working in sync with my personal brain software? What apps on the iPhone might interact well with these suggestions? Sherry, first of all, I think it's pretty obvious that your main focus is project management. But I have to tell you, Personal Brain isn't the best program in which to do that. Don't get me wrong, it's wonderful for visualizing complex relationships between bits of information and knowledge, sort of a visual knowledge base. It's excellent for that. But I don't believe its project management tools are as strong as some of the other mind mapping programs on the market. Two that have impressed me in this area are Mind Manager and Mind View. Both of them enable you to create tasks and track them and keep track of a variety of metadata about them and to view them within a Gantt chart, which sounds like what you are referring to as a visual timeline. If you're looking for a full-featured mind mapping tool for the iPhone, in my opinion, the best is iThoughts. It includes task management capabilities and can export to more desktop mind mapping programs than any other iPhone app, including Mind Manager, Mind Genius, NovaMind, XMind, iMindMap, FreeMind, and ConceptDraw Mind Map. If you're looking to integrate your desktop and iPhone mapping applications for project management, that may be another reason to move away from Personal Brain. To the best of my knowledge, it currently doesn't work with any of the iPhone or other smartphone mind mapping apps. Sherry also asks, are there experts for Personal Brain that I might be able to hire for 1 hour per week, preferably in central New Jersey because I don't want to work remotely, who could consult with me on how to do the new things I want to do and fix the things in my brain, not her brain, but the file in Personal Brain, that she's not set up the best possible way. I'm beginning to use this for work and what I didn't care about before. Sherry, I posed this question to Shelley Hayduck, who's the head of communications for The Brain Technologies, the developer of Personal Brain. Here's what she said. We typically just set up a web meeting with our clients and share each other's screens, so any Personal Brain solutions person can talk with her, regardless of where they're located. Shelley gave me the name and phone number of their specialist on the East Coast, which I will send to you via email, Sherry. The bottom line is it sounds like there aren't any consultants who support Personal Brain per se. It actually is the little brother of an enterprise level tool, which I think that's where the consultants would tend to congregate because that's where the money's to be made. Personal Brain is more of an individual tool. And I did Google the term Personal Brain Consultant, couldn't find anything on it. But it sounds like the Brain Technologies is ready, willing, and able to support you via telephone to help you find answers to any questions you may have. Juan asks, I used to be very happy planning my life in visual projects with Mind Manager 8, sending them to a dashboard with Results Manager and transferring them to Outlook with the Activity Owner tools. But I'm sick of Windows and Mind Manager 9 and I'm determined to migrate to Mac. Is there any solution similar to the one I have outlined for the Mac environment? Juan, I don't know of any equivalent to what you've described you're using on the Windows platform. Unfortunately, all of the plugins I know of for Mind Manager are only built for the Windows version. I can't recall a single one for the Mac, and I Googled this once again and couldn't find anything. I'm not exactly sure why this is. It may have something to do with the Mac operating system and the degree of ease or difficulty of creating an API, an application programming interface, so that developers can hook into Mind Manager for Mac. More likely, there aren't any plugins for this version of Mind Manager because the population of users is smaller than that of the Windows version. I also hear, although I can't directly verify it, that the Mac version of Mind Manager historically hasn't been quite as good as the Windows one. It always seems to lag slightly behind. That may no longer be the case, but I'm not sure. You'll have to check it out. My advice, I know you really want to move to Mac, but if you want to have this kind of functionality with Results Manager and Activity Owner, you're probably going to have to stick with Windows. If you're using Vista, I would suggest moving to Windows 7. I've used both, and Windows 7 is clearly the superior operating system. Eli asks, I'm interested in guidance for using mind mapping software in presentations. As far as I know, Novamind boasts a new presentation feature, which is still not available. Eli, I checked with Novamind founder Gideon King, and the new version of the presenter was just rolled out today. It's a very impressive upgrade. As usual, Gideon and his team are pushing the envelope in some new directions. The new Novamind 5 presenter for Windows includes some functionality that no one has thought of, but in my mind, are eminently practical. Watch for a new post in the blog that will discuss these features in details. If you can't wait till that post is up, look for the link for resources in the blog post for this coaching call, and that will take you to a pair of YouTube videos that Gideon just created that show what's new with the presenter. In my opinion, it's very, very cool. That's it for the March coaching call. Thanks again for sending me such great questions. And remember, you can submit them to me at any time at chuck@innovationtools.com. via the feedback form on the blog or via my Twitter account, which is simply Chuck Frey, ChuckFrey, no spaces. I look forward to talking to you next month. Once again, this has been Chuck Frey from the Mind Mapping Software blog, signing off. See you on the blog.